The reading is taken from the first book of Samuel. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve for Saul, whom I have rejected as king of Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem, for I have chosen my king from among his sons." But Samuel replied, "How can I go? Saul will hear of it and kill me." So the Lord answered, "Take a heifer along the way. I have come to I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I myself will tell you what you are to do. You are to anoint for me the one I point out to you." Samuel did as the Lord had commanded him. And when he entered Bethlehem, the elders of the city came trembling to him and meet him and inquired, "Is your visit peaceful, O seer?" He replied, "Yes, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. So cleanse yourselves and join me today for the banquet." He also had Jesse and his sons cleanse themselves and invited them to the sacrifice. As they came, he looked at Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is here before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not judge from his appearance or by his lofty stature, because I have rejected him. Not as man does God see, because he sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart." Then Jesse called Abiram and presented him before Samuel, who said, "The Lord has not chosen him." Next Jesse presented Shammah, but Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." In the same way, Jesse presented seven sons before Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any of these." Then Samuel asked Jesse, are these all the sons you have?" Jesse replied, "They're still the youngest who's tending the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send for him. We will not begin the sacrificial banquet until he arrives here." Jesse sent and had the young man brought to him. He was ruddy, a handsome young to behold, and making a splendid appearance. The Lord said, "There, anoint him, for this is he." Then Samuel, with the horn of oil in his hand, anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David. When Samuel took his leave, he went to Ramah. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I have found David, my servant. I have found David, my servant. Once you spoke in a vision, and to your faithful ones you said, "On a champion I have placed a crown, over the people I have set a youth. I have found David my servant. I have found David my servant, with my holy oil I have anointed him, that my hand may be always with him, and that my arm may make him strong. I have found David my servant. He shall say to me, 'You are my father, my God, my rock, my savior.' And I will make him the firstborn, highest of the kings of the earth. I have found David my servant." My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read that what David did? That he was in need and his companions were hungry, how he went about to the house of God with Abiathar, high priest, and ate the bread of offering, and only the priest could lawfully eat, and shared it with his companions? Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see here today in the first reading the call of David. And there's the one line in here that's always hit me, and I just think it's very important, all of us, that it says, "Not as man sees does God see, because he sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart." How often do we just judge people by what they look like? And we make all these judgments about them, good or bad. But we always got to know that God looks in their heart, and we have to look in their heart too. Again, I've told the story before that years ago I was at a priest retreat, and Sister Bridget McKenna was there, and she says, "Oh, fathers, you all look so holy. Oh, my. But God looks into your heart, fathers." So where does he see when he look in your heart? Does he see judgment? Does he see lust? Does he see resentment of your bishop? That's what God sees, and that's what God judges. So today, let's look into our own hearts. What does God see there? Does he see a man or a woman filled with love for him and others? Or does he see someone who just judges by appearance? Let's ask God to not only see our heart, but to change our heart, that it can be like his. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.